You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to Points to Paradise. Megan here with you, and today we're going to talk about something that I think doesn't get talked about enough. And I see a lot of beginners or people that come to me and say, hey, I might have like one or two credit cards in my wallet. And I think they're not the right credit cards people should start with and or really focus on within their credit card strategy. It's not necessarily that they're making a mistake or that they're doing something wrong. It's just I see more value in other credit cards because of the flexibility that it gives you. And they're just not talked about enough. And they're kind of intimidating because they're bank cards and we don't really know how to use the points, or we might be using the points wrong. And we see so much advertisement in co-branded cards is what I call them, like Southwest Airlines or Delta cards or Hilton cards, because we have name brand recognition and we might like a brand. So we're like, oh, well, obviously we would earn points with that brand. We want status with that brand, all these things. I see this from 90% of my clients that they have these cards and then they are stuck and pigeonholed into these specific brands. And it makes planning trips a little bit more difficult. So I actually just kind of wanted to share why I truly value flexible points, and I think you should too, and why this should be your main strategy going into 2026. And I want to just share like a real life story of how I used my flexible points and why I'm so grateful that I have so many different credit card points and different bank programs that I was able to book a vacation that I'm really excited about now that I wasn't so excited about before, because I had all kinds of different options on how I wanted to use my points. So kind of just setting the stage again, I see probably 90% of my clients that come to me when they're ready to start working with me, ready to join the academy, ready to plan a vacation. And I say, okay, as soon as you start working with me, I say, okay, what credit cards do you have? How much points do you have? Where do you want to go? That's kind of the starting foundation of what we do when we start working together. And so most people are like, yeah, okay, I have like one or two credit cards, and it's, I have a Southwest credit card, I have a Delta card, here I have these points, here's where I want to go. And then because of that, we're so stuck on either the flights that we can take or the hotel that we can stay at. So like just for an example, I have a client, she's going to Europe and she has, I forget, it's like 200 and something thousand Delta miles. And all the flights are really expensive on Delta to Europe. And we could have gone to Europe for half, maybe even a quarter of the amount of points that we're spending on Delta. And I mean, we're still going to get there. And it's great that she has those points, but it would have been so nice to be able to look at five or six different airlines to get her to Europe. But we were stuck with Delta, and that was the only option that we had, versus if she would have had flexible points, we could have looked at a bunch of different options. And so as soon as you start working with me, I'm like, let's earn some flexible point cards, because not only are you going to have flexibility in the way that you use them, but you're also going to be able to choose from different destinations and all of these different hotels. Like, you just have so much options, and you can book your entire vacation with that one credit card. So you can book your hotel and your flights with one credit card versus having to have your Delta card for your flights and then having to have a separate card, like a hotel card, to book your hotel. You can book your whole vacation with one credit card, which is what I love so much, is I can book the whole trip with one card and I'm not like scrambling around different cards and different points and things like that. Okay, so how this just became part of my reality this weekend, actually, when I was booking a trip. So we last minute decided to go to Flagstaff, Arizona for Christmas time. We're taking my daughter to the North Pole Experience, which I'm so excited about. And that was like our whole like decision. We weren't like, oh, we really want to go to Flagstaff. It was just like, we want to do something fun for Christmas. She really wants to play in the snow. We settled on North Pole Experience and Flagstaff. Okay. So we booked those tickets and then it was time for a hotel because we're going to drive there. It's only like 6 hours from us. So we're driving. So I start looking up hotels. So I'm like looking up, we have a ton of Marriott points. Again, now I'm going against myself saying I have co-branded points, but I had a bunch of Marriott points. I have points all over the place, which is the whole point of the story. So bear with me. So I had a bunch of Marriott points and a bunch of Hilton points. I was a little low on Chase points, which I usually typically will use for a Hyatt. And so I started looking around and there's only one Marriott that I really like. There wasn't any Hiltons. And there was one that I liked that was in a good location. And it was just a regular hotel. Like, it had an indoor pool. It was downtown. Nothing fancy. If you're new around here, I love luxury fancy hotels. And so does my husband, because he's turned into a resort snob. And so I just like couldn't find anything. And so I didn't pull the trigger on anything. And then he was asking what I was going to book, because he literally never knows what we're doing, where we're staying, even sometimes where we're going. And so he's like, well, where are we going to stay? Like, what'd you book? And I was like, well, I haven't really booked anything yet because I can't find anything good. And he was like, well, all I really want is an outdoor hot tub because it's going to be cold and he wants to soak in the hot tub. And I was like, well, none of the places in Flagstaff have outdoor hot tubs. Like, the resorts, they're just hotels. They're not even resorts. And he was like, really? And I said, yeah, but Sedona's not super far away and they have some really nice resorts. And he was like, well, I would rather have a nice resort and we could just drive up to Flagstaff for the day when we do the North Pole Experience. I was like, perfect. So I start again looking Marriott and Hilton in Sedona. And I even looked around at Hyatt too. And so I was looking at all these different options. I didn't love the Hilton options. And then it turns out that I ended up spending a bunch of our Hilton points like just last weekend on my husband. He took a work trip. So I spent the Hilton points on him because I don't love Hilton. So I spent those. So then I was really eyeing this Hyatt resort and I had a free night certificate that I could use at it. So I booked the free night certificate and then there was no availability for the next two nights with points. I set alerts. I was waiting for something. I just couldn't. I was like, it's not going to open up. We're not going to get this availability. I was like, okay, we still could take American Express points, transfer them to Hilton, and go stay at the Hilton. It was a nice Hilton. It just wasn't in the area that I wanted. And so I was like, okay, we have a bunch of American Express points. We could go to Hilton. I had already transferred some Chase points to Hyatt in hopes of being able to like book that Hyatt resort right away. So I was looking at Amex, I was looking at Chase, I was looking at Hyatt, Hilton, all these different options. I looked at Marriott. I didn't really like the options with Marriott. And so I'm sitting waiting for this hotel alert and I'm just like, nothing is going to open up. I was like, we're just gonna have to book the Hilton. Well, then one of my followers on Instagram, I had posted the Hyatt that I wanted to stay at and she was like, oh, is that the Enchantment? And I was like, no, but that one I've been looking at. And so I went and looked at it again. And I was like, this is such a nice resort. It's up like up in the rocks, kind of off to itself, super luxurious, but also kid friendly. And I was like, ooh, maybe I should do that. So I go into the, again, it's not part of any of the hotel chains. So I went into our American Express portal. And because we have the Platinum, we have the fine hotels and all that. And so it was in there and I found it. It's not a great redemption with points, but I would have paid $2,100 to stay there for three nights cash. And I'm only paying $236. So I decided, all right, we're going to book this. We're just going to go all out for our Sedona trip. I booked it within the American Express portal, which I very rarely book stuff in the portal. Booked that in the portal, went and canceled my Hyatt with my free night certificate, got my free night certificate back, and that's what we're doing. So I was able to look in two different bank programs and three different hotel chain pots of points that I had. So I'm looking at five different programs essentially of points to be able to book a trip. I looked at, I don't even know how many different hotels and resorts through Flagstaff and Sedona before I was able to land on one. But being able to have the freedom to look at all of those places and being able to pick one is not only just so much fun, but it gives you this sense of just, I don't know, like joy that you have those options, that you have the freedom to book whatever you want. Because without those flexible points, I wouldn't have all those options. And even before, like if I was booking this on cash before I even knew about points, it would have been Holiday Inn or Comfort Inn, like something that was around $100, $150 a night. I'm staying at places that are, I don't even know, was that $612, like $600 a night, $500 a night. And to be able to do that and literally have any option of any resort that I want, like there's very few things that are out of my reach that I couldn't book on points. I'm staying at an amazing resort that so many people look at and aspire to want to stay there, and I get to do that for almost free. Like that's just so amazing. And so that is why these flexible points truly are gold, and having flexible points not only just with one bank but multiple banks and multiple partners and multiple brands gives you that flexibility. So now I still have 200 and something thousand points sitting in my Marriott account that I know I'm going to use eventually. I still have over 100, I think it's like 130,000 points in my American Express account. I still have a few Hilton points left over, even though my husband spent two nights and booked two rooms. We have all these different points. I'm restocking my Chase points right now. I just opened up a Chase card. So I'm always restocking those flexible points and making sure I have lots of options, because everywhere you go is going to be different. Somewhere you might go to the next place and there's no Hyatts, there's only Marriotts. And so that's my option. Or you might go another place and you just hate the location of all the other resorts, but there's one in the very specific spot you want. And so you're able to book it because you have the right flexible points. So that's why I really think that your strategy for 2026 should be looking at these. Now, whether that is Chase cards, American Express cards, Citi has a great offer for 100,000 points on the Citi Strata card. Capital One right now has amazing offers on the Capital One Venture X, Venture X business card. It doesn't matter, but having those flexible points, well, yes, also I talk about strategy of the places you want to go. When you know you specifically want to go a place, make sure you have the points for that. But when you're just in limbo mode, what I call, and you're not, you don't really have a vacation in mind, you're not planning for something, or you've already got the points you need for the plan you have, and you're ready to open up a new credit card and get a new sign-up bonus, that's when you focus on those flexible points. That's when you open up a card to be earning. You should never, in my opinion, not be working on a sign-up bonus and or just take months off of getting a credit card where you're just spending on one regular credit card. Like, always be chasing those large sign-up bonuses. That's what I teach. That's how you're going to earn a lot of points. That's how you're going to take a lot of trips. And so if you don't have a specific card that you know you want to open up, go after just an elevated offer like the Capital One Venture X and get 100,000 Capital One miles that are going to be so flexible that you can use on multiple airlines, the best one being American Airlines, or you could use it on an Airbnb or Disney tickets or cruise ship or your rental cars or Wyndham Hotel. Like, there's so many different things that you could do with it. Scratch that. I don't even know if Wyndham is part of that, but I'm just saying you have all these different options when it comes to those flexible points. And so that is the strategy that I want you to take into 2026. Plan for the trips that you know you're going to take, but also stack up those flexible points. Rakuten is another great one. Built. You can be doing your online shopping. If you haven't listened to that podcast episode on Rakuten and Built's new partnership. Definitely go and listen to that. But you're online shopping Christmas right now. Definitely be using Rakuten to stack up your Built points. Again, flexible points that could be used for Hyatt hotels and lots of different other programs and partners. And building up multiple flexible points buckets, I call, and being able to pull from those buckets when you're ready to plan a vacation and have the flexibility and freedom to stay wherever you want, fly on any airline you want, and book the trip that you want, and book last minute things like this. We were absolutely not planning to go to Sedona, Arizona this year. I was actually trying to convince my husband to go to Cabo, Mexico. He was saying, let's just go to Phoenix. And we randomly just said, let's go to Flagstaff. So to be able to just like spontaneously do these things, I just booked that hotel. We leave, I think, like next week. We leave in like 2 weeks from what I booked it. It is so nice. And so, I don't even know, like the amount of abundance and joy it gives me to be able to just say, let's go on a trip. I'll book it right now. And be able to do that. We could go on a vacation this weekend if we decided to, because I have buckets of flexible points that I can pull from. So I hope that this was helpful for you to see why I harp on flexible points so much and why this should be a part of your strategy going into 2026 and why you definitely need to open up a credit card right now and maximize on your holiday spending if you haven't already. And why you should join my world, because this is what I teach. This is what I do with my students. This is how they are able to take multiple trips a year. And before that, they were stuck with the credit cards that they had, and they couldn't figure out why they weren't able to travel more, why they didn't have the flexibility, because they didn't have the right credit card strategy. They didn't know what they were supposed to be doing, because this just isn't taught. The banks don't tell you how to use them because they're hoping that you don't use the points that you sign up for. So definitely jump into the Travel Points Academy. It will show you everything that you need to know. You're going to get 3 months of coaching with me in a group setting as well, for absolutely free on top of that. And right now the course is $297, and going into 2026 is going to go up to $397. So before it goes up in price in the new year, jump on into the Academy. I promise you won't regret it. And we will start off 2026 with lots of trips planned and maybe even one booked for you that quickly. So I'll catch you guys next week.